Sakta Mishnevayta Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. What is the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda? The mitzvah is that if I know, Mechel lost his chamar, I have to be busy with it until I get it back to Mechel. And if I don't recognize the Aveda, I don't know who the owner is, but there are simanim, I have to make an announcement. So our Mishnah asks over here, Perik Beis Mishnah Vavi, Ad Masai Chayiv, until when? Does this person who found the Aveda, until when is he obligated lahachris to announce it? He has to announce it forever and ever, the rest of his life? What if no one comes? When do we say just, Yehimunach HaChiyovi Eliyo? Put it down until Eliyo Yanov is going to come and he'll tell us exactly what to do. And the answer is, Ad Kedei Sheyedu Baishchenav. He should keep announcing it until he knows that the neighbors around the area where he found the Aveda, they know about this, because it probably fell from one of them. And if we understand that by now all the neighbors got wind of this, that someone lost an Aveda, or such and such an item was lost, he was Yoytze, his Chiyav of announcing, his Chiyav of Hachraza, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Zehalt Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't just assume it fell from the neighbors. It could have fallen from anybody who was passing by, Lavdafka, someone who lives in that area. And therefore, Shalosh Regalim, 3 Yamim Tovim. You have to announce it, 3 Yamim Tovim in Yerushalayim. You see, the Maila is that all the Yidden come to be Oyle Regel. So if all the Yidden come to Yerushalayim to be Oyle Regel, even if someone lost something in Tveria, although maybe he lives in Tzvas, or someone lost something in Tzvas and he lives in Be'er Sheva, but when he comes to be Oyle Regel, he'll hear, such an item was lost, let me see if I can claim it back with the Siman. So what do you need 3 Yamim Tovim for? Let's say the person had some kind of an einus, for whatever reason he couldn't come, 1 or 2 Yom Tovim. But the assumption is in a cycle of 3 Yom Tovim, Vada he'll come. Now, this doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that right after the 3rd Yom Tov he turns around and goes home. The Achra HaRegel HaAchra, and after the 3rd Yom Tov that he announced the Aveda, Shiva Yomim. He has another 7 days in Yerushalayim to perform this mitzvah. What's the cheshbin of 7 days? And the answer is Kadesh Yelech Lebesai, whoever heard the announcement, and he says, did I lose that or not? This person's holding a wallet. I think I have such a wallet at home, but maybe I lost it. He's not sure. So we're giving him 7 days, Shloisha, 3 days, to get home and check. And if he sees, it's stuck on mine. So the Yachsa, he should be able to return to Yerushalayim, Shloisha, that may take him another 3 days. So that's 6 days. Why 7 days? And the answer is, V'yachriz yaymecha. After he returns, remember, it took him 3 days to go home, 3 days to come back. Now he has 1 day to go around saying, I lost this Aveda, these are the simanim. And someone's going to say, someone called that out. That's how we'll make the connection. That person is announcing on the 7th day, I found an Aveda. He's going around, I lost an Aveda. And hopefully, they will be able to perform the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Now what happens after? According to Remeir, the Shechinim know about it, or what happens after these 7 days? He stayed another 7 days in Yerushalayim, and then he called it out. What happens then? No one came. So then the person takes the Aveda home, and the din is the Aveda stays with him until Eliyahu Navi comes. As long as it has a siman, I have to always be concerned. Maybe the Baalim will show up, and he can't use it. On the other hand, if it's an Aveda that has no siman, then he can keep it. Okay, so quickly, chazring over. Until when do you have to make the announcement? Remeir holds until the Shechinim hear about it. Rabbi Yehuda says, 3 Yom Tovim. You say, all the Yidden come to Yerushalayim, and could be someone, for whatever reason, couldn't come, but at least by the 3rd Yom Tov, we assume that he didn't miss 3 Yom Tovim. He should stay for 7 days, and on the 7th day, he should make the announcement, because it could be someone heard on Yom Tov, someone's announcing a wallet or whatever else the person was announcing. He needed 3 days to get home, check, and 3 days to come back. And on the 7th day, he'll be able to say, I lost it. Who's the one that found it? The Batanura says, that a Meshachara of Beis HaMikdash, the Skinner, they were Mesakin, that we make the announcement of Batei Knesiyos u'Batei Midrashos. And later there was a Gzeira. The government made a Gzeira. Any Aveda that's found has to be turned over to the government. So they couldn't make a public announcement. So Chazal or Masakin, you let the Shechinim know, you let the people that know you know, and with that you were Yaitz of the Mitzvah. Now some of you may be asking Akasha. I'm sure some of you remember a Mishnah in the 3rd Perek of Masechtas Tainus, when the Mishnah discusses when in Eretz Yisrael they start saying the same Talimata Levracha, so the Mishnah says we want to make sure everyone gets home before it rains. That's the people that went to be early regal on Sukkos. And the Gemara says we wait 15 days for the people to get to the furthest location, to Nahar Pras. So now you're telling me he goes home for 3 days and he comes back for 3 days. But who says he lives within 3 days? What if he's one of those people that live 15 days away? So the person should stay 30 days. And the answer is, says the Gemara, the Chazal were not matriach a person returning an aveda more than what we think it's possible to do. A person goes to Yishalayim, stay an extra 7 days. Okay. So he'll bask in the Kedusha of Yishalayim for another 7 days. But to say that he's going to come home 30 days late, that Chazal didn't do.